You've reached the podcast of Scott Anderson. I'm starting with a song that I wrote a long time ago called Talk to Me. Seems only appropriate that that's kind of what I'm doing in my podcast, is talking to you. So the opening song, which I've been trying to think about what to do and how to do it for a long time, is Talk to Me, written by me. Song by me, lyrics by me, a long time ago. Anyway, as we head into the hot days of summer here in the D.C. area, you live in a former swamp, things are going to be, you're going to have a lot of humidity and it's going to be hot. That is the disadvantage of living in the D.C. area. But anyway, not really the be-all, end-all. Finally found the opening for my podcast, which is good. I think I'll shorten up how many notes from that song I whistle. But in the future, that will be the opening of my podcast as we go forward. It's something I've been thinking about for a long time. A lot of podcasts do that as they enter and start their podcast. I don't break out for ads, and I don't currently have any sponsors, so I don't have to add those other pieces that people often do on their podcast, which is actually reading ads or having ads. I don't have any, so it makes life a little easier, as it were, going forward, to not worry about that. But I am thinking about the summer, and kind of as we look at what's going on in the summer of 2022, I'm kind of hoping that the January 6th commission is done by the end of the summer. It's kind of sad to watch that happening, rolling out as it were now. I'm not sure what I ultimately think about the whole situation. I suspect, like most people, I have opinions on both sides. I know that in the summer of 1974, the feeling around the country was that charging a sitting or former president with a felony was not good for the country. I do wonder if, in fact, that is the case now as well. I think probably the best possible solution today would be if that person signs a public agreement that they would never run for office again in the U.S., and based on that, then we would walk away from any criminal charges. But I don't know that that person's ego would allow them to do that, and I don't know that that is or isn't the right thing. As George Washington once said, the president of the United States is citizen one, not citizen, infinite, and at the top of the mark, and basically, the creator of, or the ultimate driver of what this country does, but the president is simply citizen one, the first citizen. And so it's really important that we maintain that view of the presidency, that the president is simply a citizen taking care of everybody else. It's just something that, I think we have to take a long look at and consider. Because it's going to get worse if we don't stop and fix what's going on. Anyway, the long and the short of the summer, the other side of summer is it's vacation. It's actually, we're on vacation this week. We're gonna go visit my mom, go hang out with her in Bloomington. The kids are all staying here, but my wife and I are going to Bloomington via car. It's about a nine and a half hour drive. It's not too bad, but because of my having to do something at work on Thursday morning, we're gonna end up leaving Thursday afternoon, driving halfway or a little over halfway, and then spending the night somewhere in a hotel, and then finishing the trip up, arriving at my mom's early Friday morning. So, my mom's already set up Trojan Horse, our favorite restaurant, for dinner on Friday. It's a long tradition that every time we go to Bloomington, we go to Trojan Horse. My wife actually worked there for 10 years, and it is a Greek restaurant. It's one that we love. They have the best hummus I've ever tasted, and their gyros are amazing. So it's always fun to go there, and, obviously there's still people there, although most of the people my wife worked with now are no longer there, but there's still a few people that are still there that my wife used to hang out with years ago, which it's kind of a tradition. In fact, years ago, when we were dating, I used to go to the Trojan Horse on Friday nights, and while my wife was waiting tables, and she would order dinner for me, because she could get dinner at half off, which was kind of nice back then. We were kind of broke. So it was good, you know. Overall, it was a good thing because we, you know, we were able to enjoy time together. And you know, she would always deliver a large Greek salad for me, and I never ordered a Greek salad, and I never ordered a Greek salad the way they were delivered. They were delivered with massive pieces of feta cheese. I don't really like feta cheese. Don't really like cheese. Other than melted cheese in a sandwich, I'm not a big cheese fan, which I know used to drive my dad nuts because my dad is a huge cheese fan. But I don't really like cheese, but my wife does. And so she would bring a Greek salad with these massive chunks of feta cheese, and we would, you know, have the opportunity to share. She would eat the feta cheese, and I would eat the cucumbers and tomatoes in the Greek salad. Anyway, that was kind of, you know, some of our first early dates, and I actually wrote the song "Talk to Me" for her a few years later when we lived in Cincinnati, Ohio. Anyway, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and welcome to the new format with music and still doing the longer segments. So feel free to leave comments wherever you want about what you think about my podcast.